Tell me where would I Bless the Lord. Praise God. We're in a good place today. You know, there's the writer said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. And that's true. We have choice. We all have choice on, you know, except maybe some of these young people. But you know, the truth is they're making a choice too. They can check out. A lot of people do that. They check out of a service, check out of their job. You ever checked out of your job? I have. You get overwhelmed with your burdens, with the cares of life, or, I chuckle sometimes. I say the deceitfulness of riches, as though I've never dealt with that. But, you know, the truth is I have. I've been deceived by thinking that riches are sufficient or an answer. Ultimately, in all of our lives, God is the answer. He's the only answer. That's the truth of the matter. What did Paul Harvey say? That's the rest of the story. God is the answer. And, you know, regardless of where we find ourselves in life, whether we're on the in the valley or on the mountain or somewhere in between, the Lord is our answer. He is our hope. He's our dream. He's our aspiration. He's everything. Jesus told his disciples, he said, except a man be willing to forsake all and take up his cross and follow me, he's not worthy to be my disciple. And, you know, the trick is not circumventing the ways of the Lord. Jesus told his disciples, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, if a man try to come up any other way, he said, the same as a thief is as a thief and a robber. You know, there's a lot of people in this world today that they're striving for happiness, they're striving for life eternal, they're striving for peace of mind, but they're not going the way of the Lord. They're searching for, whatever fleshly desire they have or whatever scientific solution that they've conspired in their mind or sought after. But they're not trusting the Lord, and so that makes them a thief. When we seek solutions in our life that exclude the Lord, that exclude His righteousness, that exclude His honor, that exclude His foremost will in our life, then that makes us a thief if we're not careful. We'll find ourselves trying to take honor and credit where it's not due. Brother Smith mentioned that last night, talking about how that God bestowed all the creation upon His Son and gave Him the knowledge and the skill and to create the earth, create humanity, the worlds, stars in the sky. And, in reflection on that, I was also reflecting how that Jesus, whenever He was here on earth, He took no credit for Himself. He bestowed all the credit back to His Father. And did you know that this is a work in progress? I was thinking about when Moses, there were times when the children of Israel were rebelling against God, and God, He made it plain to Moses that they were His people. And then there were times when Moses would turn right back around and say, God, these are your people. And you know, and the thing is does God need us to fulfill his plan? No. There's you know, millions and billions of people in this world. We recognize that. He could use a rock. Jesus told his disciples, he said, if these were to hold their peace, a rock would cry out for me. We don't want that, do we? We wouldn't want to have, somebody come in this congregation. I would be thrilled if they came in and they were, you know, a rock, that they were dead, and then they cried out praise to God. That'd be wonderful. And it happens. I recognize that. He wasn't talking about, I mean, he might have been talking about stones or boulders out, you know, on the mountainside, but he was talking about people that were dead. They had no life in them. They didn't have the life of God dwelling, that resurrected power of Jesus Christ dwelling in their life. And he said, if these were to hold their peace, the rocks would cry out for me. And so you don't want a rock. You don't want some political system or some lifeless organization of man to cry out and praise in your place. You want to make sure that you're making your presence, your joy, your happiness, your dependency upon God. You're wanting to make sure that God knows that, hey, this is Nathan Painter. This is where I live. Hey, don't forget about me. I'm praising you. I'm not dead. I'm alive, thank God, through the Spirit of God. The Word of God has came in my life and made me, it's quickened me and made me alive. Hallelujah, God, don't forget me because I love you. I praise you, I worship you, hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't want a dead organization or a dead person, somebody that's not alive in the Spirit. I don't want them to take my place. Don't forget about me, hallelujah. Praise God. And of course, we know that the ungodly, they're like a rock. The ungodly, the Bible says in Psalms 1, that they're not so. They're like the chaff which the wind come and driveth away. And so they're forgotten. There's no remembrance of an ungodly person. You know, and you can reflect back in your history and even in your lifetime. You know, forget about your ancestors, but just reflect back. It'll take you a minute, a little bit of struggle to rack your brain and remember people that were lifeless or people that didn't contribute, you know, they weren't meaningful in your life. Ungodly people that you've met along the way, they're not so. They're insignificant. It's the same way with God. God, he loves humanity, the Bible says. Brother Smith quoted that last night, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, the key there is believeth. It's not just for everybody. This gospel isn't so cheap. It's not so watered down. It's not so lacking in value that it's for everybody. It takes a sacrifice. It takes a determination, an act of believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and even more so that he's my personal Savior. Hallelujah. He is my hope. He's my everything. He's my all in all. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. And so we know today that in spite of all the things that hold us back, in spite of all the things that cause us worry, in spite of all the things that trouble us or hinder us on whatever circumstance. Oh, hallelujah. We know that regardless of what happens in this life, we know that the man who holds the power of life and death in his hands, thank God, we know that he's become the Savior of humanity. We know with witness that he gave his life on a cross and he resurrected after 3 days, thank God, and he poured out his Spirit upon humanity. Thank God to make them alive because they were dead in trespass and sin. Praise God. And he poured out that sweet Holy Ghost and he told his disciples, he said, go and tarry and wait for me and wait for the promise that my God has promised. He said, it's a comforter. He said, I go away, but I will not leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. And so the disciples, in the midst of their bewilderment and their turmoil and their lack of understanding and uneasiness, they went and they waited and they sought the Lord and they prayed just like Jesus did, I'm sure. You know, Jesus was their example.
He had questions that he couldn't answer. He had doubts in his mind that he had to reconcile with. And the Bible says that he went up and his disciples were with him, but they weren't carrying a burden that he carried. And the Bible says that he went up and he prayed. He prayed, as it were, he prayed three times. And his prayer was so intense. The pressure was so great upon him. The burden that he was carrying was so heavy that it weighed upon his shoulders. And the Bible says that he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. My God. And his disciples, he said to him, he said, "Can you not pray with me yet 1 hour?" And they could not. They could not pray with him. They laid there and they went to sleep. You know, I'm going to tell you, there's been many times in my life where I couldn't stand the pressure that I was under. There's been many times in my life when the burden was so great that all I wanted to do was go lay my head down on a pillow and just go to sleep for a little while. It's okay. You know, Jesus understands that. He understands. He dealt with it right there with his disciples. He experienced that there's sometimes that you just can't carry the load. There's sometimes that you just can't, you just can't stand the pressure. Sometimes you need a rest. That's why he called it a comforter. That's why he told his disciples, he said, "Don't fret about it." He said, "I go away." He said, "But I will not leave you comfortless." Rest. Rest. My God. You know, I'm not talking about resting here. You know, I hope everyone got a good night's rest. And I'm sure I'm no different than others. I woke up this morning with burdens on my mind and things, you know, natural things that I had to tend to. But I'm going to tell you something. The rest that we're talking about here is when we cease from pursuing our own way, when we cease from actively pursuing our own hopes and interests, and when we put the Lord, like Brother Smith said last night, when Jesus quoted that scripture, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and all these other things." All these things that were so important, all these things that seem primary to you, all these things that you put first yesterday, all these things that you thought were so great, they'll come. They will come, or they'll diminish in significance. When you put the Lord first and you seek him first, all the burdens that are so important to you, they'll be fulfilled. They'll come, or they'll diminish in significance. My Lord, what a great calling we have. What a wonderful thing the Lord has done for us. He's allowed us to cease, to quit carrying this heavy burden, to quit carrying this load, oh God, to quit carrying this burden of sin upon us everywhere we go. All the troubles and turmoil of the world, we don't have to carry it. You ever seen somebody with a pack on their back, and it's just so heavy that they're walking like this, they just can't hardly bear up under the load? I'm going to tell you today, as saints of God, that the Lord has made provision for us. Hallelujah. He made provision for us, thank God. He filled us with the sweet Holy Ghost, just like he did his disciples. He said, "I go away, but I will not leave you comfortless." My God, he said, the Holy Ghost will come, and he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. Whoa. Hallelujah. Those answers that you're looking for, they're found in the Spirit. Those answers that you're looking for, they're found in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Hunger and thirst after righteousness, and you shall be filled." Praise God. Don't you know? Of course you do. We know that as we open the Word of God and we begin to get our mind girded up and we begin to set all these other things aside and we begin to study and seek the Lord. The Bible says that we're to seek him while he may be found. Today's the day to seek him. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. You can seek him today. That's why we have this congregation, this setting like we have today. That's why Paul told us this, his followers, he said, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together." Jesus came together with his disciples, and the Bible says that they sang together with psalms and spiritual songs. Spiritual hymns. There's a benefit. There's a purpose in gathering yourself in the house of God. Today is the day to seek the Lord. Don't wait till tomorrow. Praise God. And so when we find ourselves, flipping the pages of the Bible, or maybe, turning the pages on your on your tablet or your iPhone or whatever it is that you're using, don't be so distracted with all these other things. Gird up your mind. Let that comforter come over you. Let that Spirit of God come in your heart and in your mind. I'm going to tell you, you know, one of the hardest things, the hardest thing to do is to surrender. Just surrender. Just leave it alone. Just let that, you know. I was home yesterday, tell off on myself a little bit. I didn't do anything yesterday but hold the dog. That's not very, you know, common for me. I like the dog as long as she stays over there out of my lap, because I'm usually working on something. But I've ran and ran and ran, and yesterday I just sat and pet the dog. What was I going to say? It wasn't so hard for me to just... I had to resist the urge to get up and do something. Because there's all kinds of things to be done. I mean, I'm sure my household's no different than anybody else's. There's always something to be done. There's always something to be looked after, and I failed. I still got up and did a few things. But, you know, it's all right. But, boy, when you find yourself here in the house of God, and you're able to turn off your work or turn off your, you know, some of y'all may have a crock pot on at home. Forget about it. It'll be all right. Don't worry about it. And if your husband, if it burns and your husband don't like it, say, look, we was at church. I can either cook or I can go to church. I'm just, don't be smarting off now. We don't need any turmoil going on around here. I've heard some of it. I'm talking to my wife. Where is she? But forget about that crock pot. If you got something that you're supposed to do today, this afternoon, forget about it for now. Seek the Lord. Seek Him while He may be found. Look, this is a peaceful setting. We live in a wonderful country. We're so fortunate to live in this great nation that we do, where we're able to gather together in freedom, where we're able to worship the Lord according to the dictations of our conscience, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God giving us direction. My God, what a wonderful thing this is. Seek the Lord today. Pursue Him. Pursue Him. Hallelujah. Just like that little woman, pursue Him. He has something for you. He told His disciples, He said, go and wait and tarry until you be endued with power on high. My Lord, don't you know? Of course we do. We know that the things that we're struggling with, we can't handle. They're greater than us. We understand that. These problems, these sickness, these burdens that we carry are bigger than us. But I'm going to tell you something. My God is bigger than any mountain. Hallelujah. He's bigger than any trial that you can or cannot solve. Hallelujah. There's nothing too big for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let His name be lifted up above all names. Let His glory be lifted up. Hallelujah. Don't let the rocks cry out for you today. Let Him know that you love Him. Oh, Jesus, I need you today. This is me standing here in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! Blessed, He's our blessed Redeemer. My God, what a wonderful thing it is to be in the house of God today. Praise God. We're happy for our visitors. Sister Renata, is this your mother? Very good. Her name, please. Kathy. Very good. We're glad you're here, Sister Kathy. From Jonesboro? Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. We're happy to have Sister Wilson with us this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Of course, we want to continue to keep praying for her and Sister Crafton and their families. All right, and of course, Sister Watson standing in the need of prayer. And Brother and Sister Crow are in need of prayer. Remember the McGowan family? Brother and Sister McGowan are still out of town, but they also had an accident. So that's added burden upon them. Let's remember the Lord. Remember them to the Lord. Any other
Sister Bryant and Sister Karen. Sister Bryant's surgery is next week? Wednesday, okay. And Sister Karen's already had hers. So let's continue to pray for them. And Brother Brian as well. Any other needs, Sister Abraham? Okay, some important unspoken requests. The Lord knows about that. All right. Remember Sister Stewart and Sister Rachel out of town? We're happy to have Sister Joanne and Sister Alex back. We're sorry you all got stuck in traffic. But we're sure glad to see you this morning. Very good. Brother Johnson and his wife, Beth. All right, very good. Nice to see him and Brother Shelby this morning. Remember Brother Ray Weaver and Sister Susan? I'm sure they would appreciate our prayers today. Praise God. Any other needs here today? Remember the work there in the Dominican Republic, the brethren that are laboring for the word of the Lord, the furtherance of the gospel? Gladys? Remember my mother-in-law, Sister Denman, and she's got a life-threatening illness, so the Lord would have mercy upon her and her husband and my wife and brother-in-law. Sister Elder. Just remember Sister Elder, Sister Smith, brother and Sister Dickens, right? Brother Dickens in particular. Many strokes or something, they're not sure. All right, well, let's enter into this prayer. Let's give thanks to the Lord, and we'll receive an offering afterwards. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Oh, Jesus. Lord, we love you today. God, there is nothing hid from you. You know all of our circumstances, dear Lord. All these that are sick. Sister Watson, Lord Jesus. Sister Denman. Brother and Sister McGowan. Oh, God. Brother and Sister Crow. Jesus. Sister Beth. Oh, God. Reach down your loving hand here today. Sister Elder, dear Lord. Touch Brother. Touch Sister Wilson. Sister Crafton, Lord. Comfort their hearts today, dear Lord. Bless our visitors here today, dear Jesus. Watch over those that are traveling. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Oh, God, as we call upon you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, as we reach out to you, Lord. Oh, God, give us comfort and joy, Lord, knowing that you're in control, that there's nothing hid from you. Hallelujah. That you have all the answers that we need. Oh, God, touch us and help us. Give us wisdom and direction, dear Lord. Mighty God, what a wonderful Savior. Praise your name. Your wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed Savior. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just a pilgrim passing through this wicked world of sin. I've got my eyes upon the Lord, for he's my dearest friend. He promised me he'd stand by me through valleys on the way. And now I feel his precious spirit stronger every day. I'm being healed, healed, healed. Spirit, soul, and body, even now, I feel his spirit in my soul. I've been healed, 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 and I feel his spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. Sometimes I feel a beastly spirit in me running wild. And I ask myself this question, must you always be a child? However can I please the Lord if I rant and rave and frown? I'll never do the will of God until I put my spirit down. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body. I think I've overcome, a cross I've learned to bear. I've too much pride, I think I'm gaining ground. Just when I'm least expecting, old Adam's resurrecting. By the grace of God, I'll put my spirit down. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body even now. I feel His Spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel His Spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body even now. I feel His Spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel His Spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. Just when I think I've overcome, a cross I've learned to bear. I've too much pride, I think I'm gaining ground. Just when I'm least expecting, old Adam's resurrecting. By the grace of God, I'll put my spirit down. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body even now. I feel His Spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel His Spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on. I'm being healed, 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 spirit, soul, and body even now. I feel His Spirit in my soul. I'm being healed, 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 and I feel His Spirit growing. Jesus, take my hand and lead me on.
Good words and the spirit we're feeling here today, and to know that that's what it's going to take is being willing to work for God. Scripture in Proverbs it says, "A man's goings of the Lord, and how can he understand his own way?" You know, we're not going to be able, unless God, and I think that's what goes on in this world, you know, everybody's doing their own thing and trying to understand their own way. And the only way I'm going to be able to understand my own way is of God. It's going to have to be in God. It's going to have to be in His Word, His Spirit. It's not in man to direct his own steps. You know, it's just not in man. You know, God made us to where we are dependent beings, and we depend on God. We need to depend on God for direction, and to show us how He wants us to live for Him. You know, even if we choose to live for God, we still have, He has to show us how to do that. And that's what I'm learning. My in my lifetime is that I'm not going to be able to do this. I want to live for God. I want to be pleasing. The Bible said if a man's ways please the Lord, it make even his enemies to be at peace with them. So, but I have to learn how to please God. I've heard ministers say, you know, you're just out here in the natural. You go, if you out here going fishing, you have to learn out what do you use to fish. Do you take strawberries? No. I like strawberries. Fish don't like strawberries. So you don't take strawberries, okay? If you're going fishing, okay, you better take what fish like. So anyway, we have to find out what God like. You know, what's pleasing to God. You know, if my ways, now how can I adjust my ways to please God? And sometimes I don't know how to do that. But I have to seek God and find out what am I going to have to do to please God. And that's an endeavor. I mean, it's a lifetime endeavor. It's to learn how to, in this life, we make the choice to serve God. And then we have to turn around and find out how to go about that. How to go about pleasing God. And I know I found that, you know, beginning when you gather, I know when we gather with God's people, that's probably the best environment we're going to find. But even individually, you know, we can get close to God individually. But I find this is a good time, you know, when you begin together. God instituted that. I mean, the church and a group of people. I was talking to Brother Jerry the other day. We was talking about the Jewish people and when did they become Jews, you know, after Abraham. And God evidently wanted, you know, he had individuals that was serving him, living for him, faithful men. But he evidently wanted a group. He didn't want just one person, you know, he wanted a group. So he got a group of people and they became tribes and although they, you know, they learned. God gave them laws to live by. And this life, you know, spiritually, you know, we're learning that. God has laws. He has things that, you know, that we can use to be a blessing to us, and some things are not, you know. So that's what we're learning. We're learning God's, but it's not so much as laws written on paper. You know, God's is writing on our hearts. That's what he's doing. He's trying to get us to where we one day may not even need a Bible, whether it's paper Bible, whether it's electronic Bible, whatever it is. But it's going to be in our hearts. You know, that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to write in our hearts to where we just know, you know, like God said about Abraham, now I know. And I want to get to the place where I'll just know in my heart, you know, this is the right thing to do. You know, we have to, like Brother Painter was saying, we have to seek righteousness. You know, it's not a man, you know, we were born where we can probably do a lot of things right, but just in our nature itself, we're not going to be able to do God's righteousness. You know, our righteousness, Bible says that's filthy rags. You know, so we, in our own righteousness as a natural person, we're not going to be able to measure up to what God wants us to do. So we have to be able to yield, you know, out of, you know, we do that sometime in church, you know, just yield to God, you know, just forget about yourself. We sing this song. We'll come into the house of God. You know, we'll come to worship him. You know, I can't forget about myself, Holly, but that's what we have to do. We'll try to, you know, begin to, it's not me, you know, it's not, so it, and that's hard. I mean, it's, but that's what we have to do. We have to begin to concentrate on him. worship him. You know, God is the one that we're to worship and lift up. And I know the more I can do that, the more I can begin to lift up God. I mean, just in praise. You know, even, you know, I mean, we can do it in our life, live so righteous, you know, in God's sight, that our life can praise him. But just to be able to lift up your voice, you know, and praise unto God, because that he is, you know, what we need. You know, he is what is going to help us in this life. As we begin to realize, you know, we live, I've lived long enough to know that it's going to take more than what I've learned in this life, in the natural. It's going to take more. It's going to have to go beyond what I know. I'm finding out I'm gonna have to go beyond. Sometimes you have to just realize that, Lord, you know, you don't want to get to the point where you get discouraged about it. You know, I can do that too, but I want to realize though, there's a balance there somewhere. The way I realize, God, if you don't help me, and we was talking the other day about the, you know, the things that come upon us, the sicknesses in this world is, it's plague, you know. I look with different diseases and different things that, you know, how can you escape? You cannot. You cannot escape. But we know where we can get our help. And I was thinking about this song the other morning that it says about the anchor holds. You know, anchor holds. And in spite of the storm, you know, sometimes we can have some pretty good storms in this life that we face, we're involved in, and whatever, you know, pretty good storms. And it seems almost impossible. Almost, you know, there's a scripture in Psalm that I believe is talking about Jesus that talked about his feet almost slipped, you know. But, and in this life, it can be that way. But just remember, you know, that the anchor holds, and the anchor we're going to be anchored in is Jesus. And that's where we want to set our affection. There's so many scriptures that talks about set your affections on things above. You know, that's our only hope. That's our only hope. And I'm finding that out. I mean, I hate it that I have to live so long to find these things out, but this is the way it is. I mean, that's if we can just hold on to those things. But it's a hope that we can hold on to in our life, and it'll carry you. I'm telling you, it'll carry you. When things get tough, when things seem impossible, it'll carry you. If you can be able to be anchored, if you can get your life anchored, and I mean, I'm not saying that's easy, but I'm just saying I'm just finding that out. I'm just giving you my testimony. You know, things that I've had to face in life and troubles and whatever. You know, not having the answers, not knowing what to do, but I'm finding out. I can just hold on to Jesus, you know, just hold on to him when things get rough, when the tide get high, when you can't hardly, like Brother Painter said, can't hardly see your way. You know, sometimes you can't see your way. It's just the way it is. You just can't see your way. But then just hold on to Jesus, you know, just hold on. And that's my encouragement that I've received is, no matter, you know, in spite of the storms, in spite of the trouble that may come your way, you know, I just I'm encouraged. I don't stay encouraged, but I am encouraged today. I feel like God is helping us, you know, every step of the way. And it's you know, the steps. Bible also talk about the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. See, the Lord is in a lot of this. You know, we have to find him sometimes. You have to find out, where are you, Lord? Are you in this? You know, are you in this? And that's what we have to do. We have to just find. And it's such a comfort when you know that God knows where you are. And you know what you're going through. And it's a comfort, because sometimes you feel like, I'm just doing it, you know, like you're doing this on your own. But you're not. You're not. So anyway, I'm just thankful today. We're here in God's house as a congregation, you know, worshiping God and talking about the good things of God. You know, like Brother Painter said, leave our troubles outside and And whatever they mean, we had trouble this morning. I'm getting ready to head to church, and my wife called me and said the car won't start. She's over there trying to help her mom. She drove it over there, but it wouldn't start. So we ain't got time to work on it, but I can go get her. We can get here when we get here. But anyway, we all live, you know, we live, you know, that's minor. I don't consider that trouble, hardly. But anyway, it's a hindrance, but it's not really trouble. But God is good to us, and he's helping us. That's what I see. I see God is helping us. And if we can just hold on to it, if we can just hold on to that anchor, you know, just keep believing that. Keep your belief, you know. We have to believe because that's going to help us as well. You know, we keep believing God. Then when we, like I said, when it may be seen impossible, but just keep believing. Keep believing. You know, so many things that, you know, you hear about and things like, I don't know if my wife showed, you know, it's in this media world here, multimedia world where you got all these different examples where this guy was digging, I don't know if it was gold or what, but anyway, this one person, well, they showed a picture of one of them, and he was just right there at the, he didn't know it though, you know, but they showed a picture of the guy that quit, he gave up, you know, but he was just right there about to get through this problem, but he gave up. And that's what we have to do. We can't give up, you know. We have to keep our hands in his hand. You know, let God hold on to us. And even when we can't, say, God, help me. You know, that's what it is. You know, sometimes you do, like Brother Painter said, we may give up, but we get weary, you know, in serving God sometimes. You know, like he said about the disciples, you know, they went to sleep. You know, this was a mighty burden Jesus would carry. But they couldn't go with him. You know, and in our flesh, in our natural being, you know, we're limited. You know, we can only go so far. But that's why we got the Lord. You know, his spirit, you know, the word we have heard, you can stand on it. You know, it'll keep you when things, you just say, God already said I can go. You know, he already promised us. He said he'll never forsake us and never leave us. You know, stand on it. Stand on it. And that's what we have to do. We have to stand on God's word. You know, then he strengthened us. He gave us a touch from the Spirit. I appreciate every time we was up in Republic, and they had a great move of the Spirit. And I just thought, I think I'll just stand out here and stand in for Sister Watts. You know, the Spirit moved in there, and we just, I mean, I wasn't praying for myself. I was just praying. I was telling, you know, tell them that I want to stand in for Sister Watts. And it was such a, we had such a move of the Spirit. I mean, I got blessed. I mean, I wasn't asking for it. But anyway, I got it anyway. And I'm just saying, we do get touches from the Lord. And like we gather here, we can get a feeling. I mean, it'll help you. I mean, when you begin to reach out to God, just step out. And let God touch you. I mean, it does something. I mean, it'll keep you. It'll give you the go power to keep going. And it was, I just remember it was such a move. I didn't know. It just come over me to do that. But it was just a great move of the Spirit there. And we have that. We gather together as a congregation of people. We gather together, and like he was saying, you know, begin to. Realize this is, you know, this is all we got. It's today, you know. We don't have tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. But we do have today. We got this time right now, I'm saying. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. We have this thing God has given us. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. So good. Oh, God is so good to us. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for this day, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Great.
Thank you. God, oh Jesus, heal us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Brother Talley, you're so right. When I first come to the body here, the first thing Brother Weiniger told me, I need to go to the camp meetings. I need to see what the whole body is about. And I'm a bit of a picture nut. I had cameras and everything, and I thought, well, I'll just do what I can and observe and take pictures and just stand back and watch it happen. You know, if you don't get up into the Spirit, it'll get into you. And next thing I knew, there were bunches of people around me, and we were all in the Spirit up in the balcony. The next morning, we come before breakfast, and the Spirit moved on me again, and I give my testimony. And I've been to the campground about 3 times, I think, but not for a long while. And it has put something so deep within me that whenever I'm doing something or somewhere else, my heart is here. There's just, God will not leave me alone. And here this past few months after my surgery, first month went great. Doctor was afraid I was going to get on medication that I couldn't get off of, so he changed it. I took maybe a week's worth of it, and I just lost it. I just was not myself. Everything was strange, and I had to get it out of my system. Getting medications out of your system is not simple and easy. So my son helped me do this, and I told him when I got done, you know, got cleaned up, I wanted to come back. He says, why do you want to come back there? Look what's going on. He says, you need to stay here and do this, do that, whatever. But even with bad medication in me, my heart was here. And I was striving as hard as I could to get the medication out of me and get to a point where I was of my right mind and I knew the Lord was dealing with me. And they said, well, we're too busy. We can't take you back there. Well, I got a bus ticket and I come home. I'm here, and I ain't leaving unless God deals with me in a great way to leave. I'm home, and I'm loving it. Praise the Lord.
Appreciate the Lord today. It's good to have everyone that's here. And so good to see Sister Wilson. And my heart goes out to her. And Sister Crafton. And the family. But, I know the Lord. Our strength, and I know he'll see them through and help them in this time of loss and grief, and you'll comfort them. I'm thankful for that. I have a source of strength when I am weak, that takes me through. Life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over with a shield of love. I claim the blood shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. For all my sickness and my I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. Well, I do not know how others make it through. Calvary as we do, for there's a healing, cleansing stream still flowing that only the redeemed in God can. Precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. For all my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. Yes, I have a source of power from above that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over with a shield of love. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. For all my
my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sin, all my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sin, all my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I do not know how others make it through, who do not go to Calvary as we do. For there's a healing, cleansing stream still flowing that only the redeemed in God can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sin, all my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing. I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sin, all my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Jesus, comfort her heart, God. Watch over and take care of her. Oh, God, let your hand of comfort and love. Oh, God, your cares, only you are able to do, Lord. I need healing. I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. Oh, all my sin, all my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. Claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sin, all my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I shed those precious bloodstains. Claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. Oh, all my sin, all my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood. Oh, Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, God, we love you today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I claim the blood. a shed, old Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. All my sickness, all my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I claim the blood Jesus shed. Precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. Oh, my sin, all my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. My sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. need healing. I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Just bloodstains were shed there just for me. Well, I do not know how others make it through. Who do not go to Jesus as we do? For there's a healing, cleansing stream still flowing that only the redeemed in God can know. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. Oh, my sin, all my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. Oh, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains. I claim the blood Jesus shed. Precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were shed there just for me. My sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Praise God. Well, this is what the Lord ordered. I always love it when the Lord comes in and helps us. Right, Bible study Wednesday night at 7:30. Prayer at 7 in the Tucker and Leninger rooms. And,
that needs one or can give one?
Need one. If anyone needs a ride to the campground, we'll see Sister Holly. Campground starts Monday, a week from tomorrow night in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. It'll be Monday night through Friday. I'm looking for a great time in the Lord and with His people. So it's a general meeting, and you might want to try to get there early if you can to get a seat. Always crowded. And then we'll have a Saturday, we'll have a work day here. We need to get started on some work days for the youth meeting that's coming up. We've got 7 weekends before our youth meeting starting July the 23rd on Thursday night. So we've got some things we need to do to prepare for that. So at 8:30 this next Saturday morning, we'll have a men's work day. Try to get our ducks in a row for what we need to get done. We'll try to have some of that prepared before Saturday. Wednesday night, I'm thinking about talking about the 8th head. It's of the 7. The beast and the 10 kings and the harlot that's in the book of Revelation, and what it means to come out of her, my people. It's a big subject. I don't know if we can cover it all on Wednesday night, but y'all had unexpected and unannounced hot dogs last Wednesday night, with only just a few hours of notice. So several of you came with your bellies full, and you still bought, some of you still bought a hot dog. And y'all want that? Y'all want to have a snack like that, or you want to drop that off? See, I don't know if that silence is consent or if it's the reason I was mentioning it, I thought we'd announce it so some of you could say, "Let's don't eat. Let's eat something at the church." It was a pretty good deal, I think. I wasn't here, but if I'd have been here, I'd have got the hot dog meal, hot dog Fritos, and a drink for $2. Now, where can you do that? I'd even got an extra hot dog, and I'd have spent $3 and got 2 hot dogs, Fritos, and a drink. You know, most drinks are $1 in a canned Coke machine now. But what a deal. What was you going to say, Sister Crafton? Yeah, we always have fellowship food, but some we just kind of threw that at you, you know, last Wednesday night. And I thought, well, let's see if these people can eat and listen at the same time. You know, I'm trying to make multitaskers out of you. But I also realize some of you, you know, have a hard time just getting here, and that way you don't have to. Really, I'm kind of, you know, I'm trying to help the women. See, cause these men come in, they want to eat a big meal and all that, and it's church night. So I'm trying to fix it where you girls don't have to fix nothing. Just come to church and We might even have a crock pot of chili. We can put a little chili on them hot dogs this Wednesday. Anyway, we'll try it and see what happens. God bless you. Shake hands and be friendly with one another. And we're sure good to have Sister Renata's mother with us today. Sure was good to have her. Isn't there an extra boy back there? What's his name? Jalen? We're glad you came too, okay? We didn't mention you earlier. All right. God bless your hearts. Keep praying for Sister Inez. I'm telling you, she's not giving up, and I'm not giving up on her. I'm still standing in the gap and asking God for a miracle. There's nothing too hard for God. I saw several years ago, I was in a fellowship meeting in Paducah, Kentucky, and a lady came up, and half a dozen of us ministers went down. She came up for prayer, and we reached out to pray for her, and she had a big old garter on her neck. And we laid hands on her and prayed for her, and I saw that garter fall off her neck in the floor, and there wasn't a mark on her neck after it fell off. You can't tell me God can't do anything. Yeah, he's more than able. So he can easily dissolve a tumor or anything else that gets in his way. So let's keep asking him. You know, he hadn't told us quit asking yet, so we're just like the widow or the little woman before the unjust judge. Jesus, he used that illustration. He said, just go to God like that little woman just kept pestering that judge, asking that judge to give her petition. Jesus said, that's the way you need to pray to God. Just keep asking him. Let him know I really want this. I really am desiring that you answer my prayer. In fact, there's places in the Bible where the Lord wasn't going to do anything, but faith and prayer changed everything. God's whole plan can be changed by faith. One time a little Gentile woman came up to Jesus and wanted the Lord's help, and it wasn't time for Gentiles. And he said, it's not meet for me to give the children's meat to dogs. I mean, what a way to treat somebody. Tell this woman, you're nothing but a dog. What are you doing here? That's how the Jews looked on Gentiles. They were ungodly. They were like dogs. They were considered just, you know, no better than animals. They weren't God's chosen. It wasn't his elect. She said, yes, Lord. Look at this little woman's humility and her faith. She said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. He couldn't take that. He said, as your faith is, so be it unto you. My Lord. She got the crumbs that day. Let me tell you something. The crumbs from the Lord's table is better than anything in this world that you can get. And he just showed, you can move me, my compassion, with faith and with real humility and desire. The Lord is nigh them that are of a broken spirit and a contrite spirit and a broken heart. So let's stay contrite, broken before him and ask him to grant our petitions. Hallelujah. All right, let's give him a praise before we go home. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness, your grace and mercy. Oh, you're a great God. Hallelujah. Jesus, what a wonderful Savior. Lord, we love you today. Thank you for your help, for your touches. Oh, God, for going ahead of us, the things you do that we're not even aware of, Jesus. Oh, God, your protective hand, your care, your consideration, oh, God. You're directing our steps, Lord, that we don't even know what you're doing. Oh, we trust you, Lord. We trust. Our trust is in you. You're our shield and our buckler.
Oh, God, you're our great physician, our help in the present time of need, Lord. We give you praise. Glory is yours, Lord. We know that you're the source of life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Praise your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Amen, amen.